This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. You are what you eat, goes the old aphorism, but a more accurate update might be that we are what we plant. That's one of the themes in Uncertain Peril, Genetic Engineering and the Future of Seeds, a new book by Claire Hope Cummings, a Napa County-based environmental attorney and reporter.
I wanted to focus both on the declining resources in agriculture and how seeds are in peril, but I also wanted to put that in the context of the rise of technology and patenting and how that's narrowing the amount of genetic diversity we have to rely on. And then you have this giant problem coming on stage of global warming and species extinction. So we have kind of a perfect storm brewing.
As Cummings traces the history of genetically modified organisms, she casts a critical eye not only on the outcomes of those experiments, but more significantly, on the absence of public discussion of the enormous ethical and policy questions they embody.
It didn't used to be that you could patent living things, and that changed. And one of my main concerns as a public interest lawyer has been that the public has not had a role in deciding whether or not it was all right to patent living things.
Proponents of biotechnology sometimes assert it is not all that different from the changes wrought by hybridizers, such as Luther Burbank. Cummings says that is a deliberately disingenuous distortion.
Genetic engineering is completely different because it crosses species lines, and that couldn't happen before, and it adds in genetic constructs that are necessary in order to force the plant to accept being modified at the genetic level, and those genetic constructs are providing us with some concerns about our health. They also promote genetic contamination, and those are a cause for real worry, and we should be studying what those effects are.
Another cause for concern, she adds, is the loss of biodiversity that is resulting from the widespread dissemination of a small number of genetically derived seed crops.
Industrial agriculture tends to want to have monocrops in uniformity because they like to have the control that that gives them. However, the natural world thrives on diversity. Polycultures, it turns out, are much more productive. So what we really want is to feed more people and we want to protect the environment. We have to move towards diversity in plant systems and diversity on our farms.
Monocultural agriculture is also, inevitably, more vulnerable to natural pests.
To the extent that we have been promoting this sameness, disease and pests find a way to get in there and disrupt that system. And diversity is a natural protection. If we go back to promoting the natural balance in the biological world, we have better protection against these pests.
For all these reasons and more, Cummings is a strong advocate for saving and sharing seeds, to ensure that humankind will be able to maintain the capacity to feed itself, even as life on the planet adjusts to the impacts of climate change. Unfortunately, she says, U.S. economic and agribusiness policies are pushing us in the opposite direction.
Right now, all of our subsidies are directed at genetically modified soybeans and corn and commodities, which are actually industrial products for an industrial system. They're not really about feeding people.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.